back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Sainert here for Jake Sorensen. Jake's return tomorrow, TBD.
Right now, Jake. Don't count on it. I don't know.
He might get a little complacent. He might like this time off.
I just see him there with his Kleenex and his quilt, watching the game last night, maybe with a stocking cap on and just...
Quilt.
And he was very upset. He was very... I tell you what, he didn't leisurely watch the game.
No,
he was very into it.
The game
and
Nebraska.
And also, it sucks for Jake. Jake would have been there. This is his dream year. This is the one. This will never happen again. Jake is as Nebraska ball as they get. And that just stinks for him because he'd have been there.
He needs to get well.
Yes, he does.
It is time for Bill's Thrills on a Thursday, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. If you're looking for remodels and everything from bathrooms, kitchen, and whole house remodels, call Randy at 402-417-5204 for a quote today. I realized that I did that in the wrong order. So
you
we're
did.
Gonna go
That's
ahead.
What threw me way
and
off.
I know, and I appreciate you being able to adjust
on
the fly.
I had to adjust to that one.
It's okay. Great players make adjustments, and great players also come back to college after being
okay.
in the NBA.
I'm good with that swim.
So
okay.
We'll go ahead and start the music right now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right. Bill's Thrills, once again, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Call Randy 402-417-5204 for a quote today. All right, it's Cool Parenting Tips Thursday. Bill, what you got for us?
Well, first of all, I need to know if the text line, please text in who will be in the barn. Because Randy will be in the barn.
He's going for
Randy
sure.
is going to Minnesota.
With who?
He will be there like that. I think Randy and Duke, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah, Randy and Duke. But I know Randy.
Small world.
Randy will be there, and he would like to, if you'd like to meet up with him for a free quote or talk about your deck or your bathroom or your hallway, Randy will be in the barn and also be ready for photo ops, too. But he'd like to talk to the Breakers. So I'll try to get an identification of where we can, what time we can meet up and where his seats are at. Randy, please, I know he's listening. Text in, what are your seats? And so we know what the area that Randy will be in, because it'd be nice to be identified. Randy's making the trip, yes.
Yeah, if you want that, Randy.
Yes, Randy does. He wants that. Trust me, he does.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Today is Cool Parenting Tips, in case you're wondering, Swim.
Thursday.
Ground and pound if you want to be found. Ground and pound if you want to be found. Cool Parenting Tips. Parents, it's okay to hold your children to task. If that's their goal and not yours, it's okay to hold your children to task if that is their goal and not yours. So I heard this 1,000 times. Urban Meyer was probably the lead guy with it, especially when I was with him at Ohio State. But just if your habits don't reflect your goals, you either change your habits or change your goals.
Ooh.
Either change your habits. If you're sitting there talking and your kids talking to you about, I want to be the starting point guard like that, what have you done? What have you done the extra? Where are we at? Are we out shooting? Have we done the extra stuff? Sometimes there's just some people are just like, I would like to be the leadoff hitter. What have we done to be the leadoff hitter for your baseball team?
Don't like
so,
this.
So if your habits don't reflect your goals, be the same thing. If you don't want to swim, I want to be a major mogul in radio like that. So what do you do? Well, I'm working on ag sales, but I'd also like to be in radio. No, that's not how it works. So if you don't hold people accountable when they start talking, that'd be one of my first conversations I'd have with players like that. Like, what are your goals? I like to be this, this, and this. I'm like, okay. Do your habits reflect that?
Right.
I mean, how can you directly walk me through your habits of what you do? It's real simple. I've heard say. Or if you don't, if they don't, just change your goals. Then don't have goals that are that big. I would like to just I just want to have kind of an average lifestyle. fine. Your habits will match that then. But if you have to have it,
go to the bar.
Yeah, which isn't bad. But if you have your habits don't match with what you're trying to get done, with then it's craziness.
I totally get it.
It's the same thing. There's sometimes if there's people that are working, if you're a producer, if you're here like a Bella was or Ellie was and Rudy and all the great ones we've had here, but you want nothing to do with being in radio or being in some sort of media productions, then why would you be doing
check
that?
Check yourself at that point.
Yeah, no, like, hold it now. I'm doing this. Do you have any this can take you anywhere? No, I do not want to do this. I would like to be I want to do this version of my life. I want to be a writer or something different. So if you don't hold your kids accountable to these, when you're sitting there talking and having breakfast with them, right, they're like, whoa, time out. I don't want to hear that. And what are we doing to get to where you want to get to? My daughter's a dancer. Gigi's a dancer. She does all kinds of things. Her number one goal is to always be in the Nutcracker. So she does ballet classes. So she's an Apollinaire. She's been in the Nutcracker for 12 years here. So she's in it every year. And guess what? She does things that reflect that. And so it's not like going, I want to be in it. What'd you do? I don't know. I just hope I'm in it. Yeah. Try out, I guess, and hope for the best. No, what did you do? What'd you do to get yourself better? Did you do private lessons? You whatever. She does all those things. So if things, I don't ever look at her when she goes to tryouts like, well, I hope it works out because you just haven't done anything really to you just hope that this would happen.
This is coaching.
To be able to get done.
This is coaching.
It's coaching 101.
It's like coaching 101.
Change your habits or change your goals.
And this applies not just to teenagers or kids. This can apply to 50-year-olds.
It's worldwide. It's ageless. It's timeless.
Yes.
Like that. But when you're with your kids, sometimes I think breakfast time, and you're driving the kids to school right now, when they're talking about things that they want to do, like that, and that's right away. It's going to be okay. What are you doing? I remember this very clearly. My dad goes down and talks to Frank Solich. I'm at Nebraska Wesleyan playing football, and he's at the high school coaches clinic. And he finds Frank. And he goes, my dad's like, I'm a high school football coach. My son wants to be a college football coach. He goes, where's he at? He's like, well, what do you mean? Where's he at? Why is he not here at the clinic? Point being, immediately.
Oh, Frank said that.
Immediately, why is he not here? What? That's how you. If you're
Frank said.
So all I wanted to do at that time, I wanted to be a college coach. What was I doing to be a college coach? Now I was playing college football.
That's awesome,
Frank. But the point, the point right away. So that running win. Do your habits reflect your goals? Damn. So that added up to me immediately, and so it's like, okay, that's what you have to do. You're always bettering yourself. The real coaches, man, they are constant. I guarantee you that Cignetti will learn 10 to 20 things this year from somebody else. Mm-hmm. He's not like going, oh, they're going to come study me. I'm going to study you.
Yeah.
He's going to come up with that. That's what he's going to be because my habits will reflect it the right way. Anything in the text line?
Yes, sir. We got a question. Ron asked, what are Bill's goals?
Bill's goals right now.
That's
now,
your Bill.
That'd be me. Make sure I had the right person.
Third person.
Goals right now. Yeah. So that's an interesting comment on that. So I'll still coach again at some point in time. So I'm looking forward to that. So I do a lot of things with that. I also have another side business I do with a good friend in a company that he runs. And that is probably my ultimate goal is to be able to do everything I can to better that company because it's a lot of fun just because it's outside of the box for me. I'm doing something completely different in business development, which I have no idea. I'm not trained to do that. So that's a lot of fun. I still try to get myself with the speaking engagements. But the one that I probably enjoy the most and that I probably listen to others the most is on radio.
You need to continue in that vein.
Because that part of that. So I have four different things going right now. Yeah. In the big
don't be
picture.
In a hurry to get back to coaching.
Why did you say he needs to, why were you so
I
adamant
to stay in
on
radio?
You
know,
okay.
I think he should stay in radio.
I felt like that was a little bit of a shot.
No,
I'm gonna be honest.
I would prefer him to stay in radio.
Gotcha.
Not no hurry.
So
to
the
get
school
back
doesn't
coaching.
Get broken up. But
right.
Yeah, but so
no hurry to get back.
So, but I do that.
Don't hurry back to that.
I do that by studying other shows. I listen to other shows all the time. You listen to. I listen to National. I'm listening to national shows. A lot of times I'm listening to some shows and I go, this is not very entertaining. And sometimes you have to be somewhat entertaining, not just information. You have to have some. So there's certain parts of it you pick up and factual information you have. Same way with speaking like that. Well, where did I go when I started speaking? I went to AD. I met with a professional. I met with My goals, again, I want to be able to speak to corporate events. So I went and met with people and did things to do it. So it did match up. It wasn't like, I hope it works out. Hope someone calls.
This is good.
So it was all different versions. But it's also fun to reinvent yourself. And that's what the business development stuff has been fun, because now I'm in a completely different world, and that's exciting to me every day.
3203 on the text line says, a goal without a plan is just a wish.
Exactly. Same thing. Just a wish. He's right. And all of a sudden, and that's something they talk to your kids about. Hey, whoa, time out. I wanted to be the punt, pass, and kick champion at Albion in third grade. So guess what? I didn't. I finished second, but
that's
still
good, though.
Got the trophy. You know what I did every single day after school? I punt, passed, and kicked.
Did you?
Every day. It's all I did.
Work on your punt.
It's all I did. The big thing was the kick.
Did you have to run down and go get the punt after every time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You went back and forth. But
and then you just punted it the other way.
And then you knew, too. It's like, hey, listen, you punt this thing well, but it's offline. That's a negative. It comes back here. So it's all of their strategy to it. It's not like, man, I just wailed that ball. Yeah, but, dude, it's way over. Like, it's like foul. You crush a ball that's foul. No one cares, right?
Were you an Albion?
That's right. No one cares. That's what?
Right. You're an Albion?
What's that? No, I was living in Fullerton.
Fullerton.
Went to Albion. That's where and then I got second place. And the trophy is in our kitchen right now.
It's in I know those.
It's in the
trophies.
So again, my habits met my goals with what I was trying. I wasn't like, I just went, I don't know, Dad. We'll see what happens.
You know, some people don't. The one thing, too, that's pertinent in this conversation is.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Set goals. I was terrible. I never really did that.
No, I didn't like set them. Stuff would come up, and like, I want to be really good at shooting. So I would go to the gym because I had access to my dad's keys. My dad does a classic of like, he never gave me his keys. But also, the keys were always available.
Yes.
And so I could always sneak into the gym and I could go shoot. A lot of times I shot at night and there'd be a couple side lights on and I shot in the dark because if you turn the lights on to the school gym, someone would drive by and then I'd be found out. So if you turned on a light like on the stage, there'd be just enough light to shoot. And so so you wouldn't get caught.
This is powerful.
Yeah.
God,
access to keys are fun.
Yeah, when you have a dad who's a coach, it's helpful.
It is very helpful. Anything else from the text line?
There's a couple of other things. It's all about building system, creating infrastructure, and building habits that you practice. Once you build habits, any goal is possible to accomplish.
Sigs.
Or that might be Urban Meyer that texted in.
It might have been. Might have been like that.
Urban Meyer?
I'm going to say Urban Meyer must have said it every day, almost in meetings at Ohio State, almost daily. If your habits don't meet your goals, either change your habits or change your goals. If like that, don't tell me you want to be all Big Ten like that, and then you weren't in here watching film. Or don't tell me you want to be this, but you were out Thursday night drinking. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me your habits like that. He would just pound that, but it was that simple message. He didn't give you 20 messages. It was one message, and that was it. And it just added up to everything.
Last one. Grant says, my dad had keys to the school, always in there shooting.
Grant.
Access to keys. And here's the best part. You know what the keys were? You guys remember this one, Steve? Remember that? Dad had the key set, and it had the retractable on it. Remember the retractable?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he had the retractable. It was almost like he was a janitor.
You didn't have to take him off the loop.
You have to take him off the loop. So it's just zip, zip. And they always laid in the counter like that. And all of a sudden, I'd just be gone, and Dad's keys were gone. And that's what. And then you just went to the gym, and that's where you went in. You went in and shot. And guess what? There was no cameras. Now there's a camera on everything. Yeah. You knew what door to go to, how you went in. You kept the light off. That was the deal.
Approximately how many keys were on the key ring?
I'm going to say there was a solid 20.
Yeah,
there was 20 keys
only needed
on there.
About three of them.
Yeah, he had keys to everything, and then he was also in the shop and ag area too. So he had keys to all those things. So I had keys to everything. There was really nothing I couldn't get into.
Pender High School.
Pender High. Correct. Better times.
Remind us of the headline, please, Bill.
Ground and pound if you want to be found.
That's a great message.
Put the work in.
There it is. That's a great message for you.
Cool. Thank you. Cool parenting tips Thursday. Sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. All right, it's time for the game show. If you want your chance to win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe, call us now, 402-464-5685. Today's topic, Bill, when you and I did the show last time I filled in, we did Sunbelt nicknames. Today, MAC nicknames. If you know the nicknames of MAC schools, give us a call now. 464-5685.
I like the game.
5685 for your chance to shut up. Simple.
Did you do it or did Jake do it?
I did this today.
Thank you.
I did this today. All right,
Swim.
Shut up.
Swim, your stock is, you're an ascending radio personality.
I'm not ready.
I appreciate
to say that.
That.
I am. I know.
That's crazy.
You've been down on him all day.
Yep. You call me fat. All right. Shut
I
up
did
simple
not.
Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. Shut up, Sipple. 464-5685 for your chance to win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. Sip had his eyes opened up earlier this week because of a delicious lunch he had. Bagel sandwich from Bagels and Joe.
Yes.
Fresh.
Salad and chips.
I highly recommend a sausage, egg, and cheese with garlic parmesan cream cheese added.
Ooh.
If you're going to go the breakfast
sandwich
route.
Sounds like a $19 sandwich.
It's $6.72.
Really? That's a great price.
Yeah, in this economy. No, yes. Anyway.
In this economy. Prices of corn still not up where we need them.
That's right. We go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Jim is our contestant today. Jim, good morning. How do you feel about MAC nicknames?
Not the best, but we'll try it.
All right, here we go.
All right, Jim.
Age,
well,
age.
Go ahead,
Jim. How old?
57.
Oh, our age.
Nice. I like this.
Even playing field. Playing field. All right, Jim. The first question to you: what school has Rockets as their nickname?
Toledo.
Is it Toledo?
Yeah, that's the easiest MAC one there is. So.
One of them. I gave each of you guys a lift.
I thought you were going to school, then we had to name.
I am going one of each.
Okay. Okay, that's confusing.
Sipple and Bill, obviously. What is the nickname for Miami, Ohio?
Got it.
I got it too.
I think we know all of this.
I don't hope so. Go ahead.
The Red Hawks.
Is it the Red Hawks? It is.
Brilliant.
Okay. 100.
Interesting. 1-1. All right,
it's not
Jim.
That interesting.
Well, no, I was more saying it's interesting that you think you know all of the MAC. That seems like something we might have to do in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
See if you know all of them. All right, Jim, next one to you. Tied one apiece. What is the nickname for Central Michigan?
Chippewas.
It is the Chippewas.
Brilliant.
Nice job. Nice job, Jim.
Okay,
all right.
I thought
that was our win. Thought Jim was going
to for the tie and to go to the tiebreaker, and I expected to go to the tiebreaker on this one. What team has Golden Flashes as their nickname?
I got it if you don't.
Kent State.
That is right. All right. Brilliant. A clean sweep. Nice job, guys. Tiebreaker here.
Who's it going to?
I will have Bill and Sip. I will have you guys guess the number. Jim goes over under.
Okay.
All right.
Get serious. Hold on. Get your pen.
Miami, Ohio University is located in Oxford, Ohio? What is the population of Oxford, Ohio, according to the 2024 census, if you will, or population count? Oxford, Ohio, what is the population? You guys are writing down your guesses. Bill is in play.
Yeah, we got to go.
They are conversing right now. 5 seconds.
What about 19,179?
All right.
19,179.
There it is.
Jim, is the population of Oxford, Ohio, higher or lower of 19,179?
Please, God.
Oh. Please, God.
Lower.
He says lower. That is not correct. It is actually higher. 22,585.
I went 24,619.
Was the population of Oxford, Ohio. Jim, thanks for playing.
Jim,
win a bagel and
calling.
Coffee. Calling down the road.
Thank you.
He nailed it now. He was very confident. He knew his Mac.
Yeah. He did. Nice job by Jim.
Thank you.
That's a tough one. Oxford, Ohio.
I didn't know much about Oxford. I really didn't.
Listen to the ship coming in. At Branstoke.
There it is. At Branstoke.
Into the marina. Into the marina.
God dang, we won. We're 3-1.
Nice work, guys.
Since the reset. It was integral that we get off to a good start, and we're off to a good start.
There was a time we lost like 10 in a row. Remember that? Yeah. We hit that deal.
It was scary.
It's scary.
We're never going to win again. And
then we knew that was foolishness.
So you guys think you can name every Mac school nickname?
Close. I don't know about that, but
I mean, how many was that right there? Was that
four of them? Maybe these are layups.
I think we can name, like, Western Michigan is a little tough, right?
Western Michigan, yep, would be tough.
It's kind of a tough one.
Ohio's obviously the Bobcats. Yeah.
The Bobcats.
What about UMass?
Minutemen.
Okay. Eastern Michigan.
Ah, see the
that's a, oh, I can see it too. Eastern Michigan,
green and white.
Yeah, I see they got that weird silverish field.
They do.
Oh, Eastern Michigan.
So the directional Michigans are the tough ones.
Yeah. What about
Broncos?
It is not.
That's Western Michigan. I don't know the Eastern one. I really don't.
Eastern is Eagles.
I don't know if I even would have got it if you told me. It didn't really resonate. No, I didn't know that one.
I didn't either.
Obviously, Buffalo is the Bulls.
Yeah.
What about a team that's coming here next year? Bowling Green.
Oh, hang on. I'll say that in a second. Just give that to me. I see the jerseys. Bowling Green. This one's not hard. This will make me mad. Eagles, I never would have gotten. Bowling Green, I should know that.
The Zips of Akron.
That is right.
Yeah. Bowling Green.
You have the Ball State Cardinals.
Right. Yeah. Cardinals. Easy layup.
Bowling Green.
I don't know. I can't say it.
What is it?
It is the Falcons.
Yeah, I would have had that. Yeah.
Bowling Green State Falcons.
Yes.
There you go.
Tough non-conference next year.
Yeah.
Bowling Green, Ohio, and North Dakota.
Gauntlet.
Not North Dakota State, North Dakota.
Yeah. Hopefully those are at home. Don't want to play on the road at North Dakota.
At North Dakota. It'd be kind of sweet if it was, though. That'd be a great road trip.
It'd be
it?
Great to go to Bowling Green.
It'd be great to go to Bowling Green.
I would. So. All right, there it is. Nice job on the win, guys. When we come back in the 8 o'clock hour, let's revisit Nebraska basketball a little bit, talk more specifically about Braden Frager, what we look for in that. Also, 8:30, the Buffalo Bills had a very odd and uncomfortable press conference yesterday. We'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour. Early break on the ticket.